I'm Janet Cody. I live in Bristol, New Hampshire, and I am here for Newfound Lake and New Hampshire. Newfound Lake is known as one of the most clean lakes in New Hampshire. It's 4,106 acres in size. It's considered one of the deepest lakes in New Hampshire, 168 feet deep, and in another point, 183 feet. This pristine lake is about 2.5 miles wide, 7 miles in length, and is fed by 8 springs, 22 miles of shoreline. It is proud to say that it's milfoil free, and that is due to volunteer efforts of associations and other great people in that area. We have 4 towns on Newfound Lake: Bridgewater, Bristol, Hebron, and Alexandria. These towns depend on a tourism economy. The Newfound watershed towns, which the watershed is a very important issue to me, include Bridgewater, Bristol, Hebron, Alexandria, Groton, Danbury, and New Hampton. Those issues are environmental issues and should be addressed separately, but for today I'd like to talk about the cost-benefit of analysis for energy support and tourism. In fiscal year 2011, first and foremost, travel and tourism is the second largest industry in the state of New Hampshire. And in terms of jobs supported by dollars from in and out of state. But trips to New Hampshire for recreation and business during fiscal 2011 brought $33.99 million to the state. Direct spending in New Hampshire by travelers in fiscal 2011 reached $4.22 billion. Travelers' spending in 2011 supported approximately 61,821 direct full-time and part-time jobs. Visitors to New Hampshire in fiscal 2011 paid $139.2 million in meals and rooms taxes, a major revenue source for the state of New Hampshire. The return on investment for New Hampshire's money spent outside of New Hampshire to draw people to the state is very important. And the new governor's budget included money to do such. What I want to say here today is, should the state of New Hampshire risk the loss of travel and tourism for and those dollars that we get for wind energy and transmission line projects without consideration of all impacts and an update to our energy policy? Do you think the vista they would like to see when they come to visit is one that has 90 wind turbines in vision? This I want to share with you and have you at least look at it as a cost-benefit analysis and look at putting a moratorium until such time as an updated comprehensive energy plan is in place for the state of New Hampshire. And that's all I have to say. Thank you for your
time. Thank you very much.